Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome. Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me, of course, today is John Ramos, but also Linda English with Reimagine is joining us today. I'm so excited about what she does and you finding out more about Linda. And we're going to be kind of just breaking that down a little bit. But Linda, so glad to have you
here today. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too. You know, we recently had a chance to be able to go out to one of your events, and John was there and with some of the interns covering your event.
Awesome.
And tell us a little bit about yourself and about Reimagine.
Well, myself, I'm married to an amazing man who supports Reimagine through his prayers, financially, the whole nine yards.
Right.
I have three sons that I birthed, and I have a bazillion other young people that call me Mama Linda, just based on the fact that you encourage a young person to fulfill what it is that God calls them to do, and they feel some kind of a kindred
spiritual
spirit. That's exactly
spiritual mother, yeah.
So I'm blessed by that. I also have a Peruvian daughter that we kind of adopted in our efforts in Peru, and just got her married this past year to an amazing young man.
You're so young. How would you do all this?
Did somebody pay you to say that?
No.
So, yeah, I currently work for our superintendent of schools here in Escambia County in Pensacola, amazing man of God, and so that's pretty much me in a nutshell.
You're right. Well, it's pretty awesome. You know, I just, we're so thankful for you.
Thank you.
And what you're doing. You know, we understand when God says something that's bigger than you and how is this going to happen, and then a lot of people just use that as an excuse, but you walk through this door. And we just admire you for that. We respect you for that. And God's using you, you know, in a big way. As a matter of fact, when you were approached, I believe, into a particular school, because a lot of times, you know, my last job at the Sheriff's Department was a school resource officer. And, of course, working in law enforcement, I saw issues. But and they put so much burdens on teachers.
Right.
But one of the parents or maybe the homes are not helping out with what's going on. I mean, what was the thing that got Reimagine beginning in Pensacola or in this particular Gulf Coast region?
I had a teacher to come to me at the time. He worked at Warrington Middle School. And he said, I would like to meet with you and your husband. So we set up a meeting, and he was just sharing his heart. He was a brother in Christ. You know, I can teach the kids all day long. I can even try to minister to them after school.
Right.
But as soon as they step from where I am with them back into their home environment, many times that home environment is not what we would ever expect to see. And he said his desire was to get spiritual help into the home.
Wow.
And so how can we do that as a school district? You know, is that proper? You know? And so my thing is, with all the constraints that surround a school district, even though you might have a head of a school district who would want that, you know, we do everything decently in order.
Right.
And so when there are laws, there are laws.
Right.
And so, but that doesn't forbid the church.
Right.
To step up.
First Amendment.
And so, amen. And so what happened is that at the time, my husband and I were going to a predominantly black church. That church.
Your husband's name is Greg.
Correct.
Okay, I just want to say that.
And my pastor's name at that time was Greg Burns.
Did you know that my name is Greg?
Okay. I am surrounded by awesome Gregs.
Go figure.
And so, so he knew that, and the population in which at that point was were students at Warrington Middle School were African American. So he felt like, as we did, that an African American church coming into the homes would be a little bit more settling to parents.
Yeah, I got the last place I got shot at was in Lexington Terrace as a deputy when I was making a drug arrest, young person. Just, you know, all the stories. It was sad, but yet that's what was going on. But I got shot at right behind that school, which is Lexington Terrace back in that area.
And that's where we originally held Reimagine Warrington.
Wow. Convergence. Wow, I didn't think about that. Okay.
And so anyway, so my husband Greg and I went back to Pastor Greg and talked to him about
the need.
Man. Yes.
Greg.
And so he was all over that. He said absolutely. And I don't know if there's still, you know, a relationship there or not, because the Lord has since moved us to another church. But at that point, when we left that meeting with that teacher, my husband and I went to dinner, and he said to me, which totally pricked my spirit, you know, we do a lot of things overseas in Peru. I mean, really and truly, what is God telling us to do that gets us out of our comfort zone right in our own backyard?
Yes.
And I go, agreed. Mm-hmm. He says, why don't we have a Reimagine event here, like a Reimagine Warrington, since we just got finished talking to this teacher from Warrington. Right. So I said, awesome, what does that look like? So I grabbed a napkin, I got a pen out of my purse. I said, tell me what that looks like. And he said, okay, let's think about the fact that if the Lord had not so blessed us and we were an impoverished couple trying to raise all these kids that are in our lives, what would we need? Well, of course, you need food.
Right.
You know, you need clothing. You need the essentials.
Right.
And so a Reimagine event tries to take care of that.
Right.
For our guests.
That's so important, because as a law enforcement officer, I remember answering a call in Warrington Middle School before you moved, when God spoke to you to do that, that in the lunchroom, the students would stand up on the lunch tables when an officer would come in, and they would begin to yell at the officer, and it was just rowdy. It was just out of order. It was amazing what was happening in that school. But the issue was, it wasn't, the school was doing everything they could do. There was nothing at home supporting. The parents were depending solely upon the school, fix my kid, help my kid.
Right.
And that just
right.
doesn't work.
And that, and you know, and that crosses all racial lines.
Yes, it does.
And so, you know, I don't know necessarily how to teach a mom and dad to be a mom and dad.
Right.
But I know who can equip you to do that.
God.
And and it's I mean, in my opinion, the church needs to step up and take ownership in what it is that we're legally allowed to do.
Right.
And I think that many times we forget, you know, we forget that we have this authority.
Right.
And it's God given.
Right, right.
And
right.
so let's step into it. Let's do this.
We're seeing in the atmosphere we're seeing in the atmosphere today that, you know, you can say anything you want to, and people, for so long the church said they were restricted, but we're seeing people today, and I don't want to bring up names, but they're saying anything and everything, and nobody's stopping them.
Right.
So our excuse is gone,
because
we're seeing people say anything and everything.
Right.
We just use that as an excuse, and our words would have power if we're speaking the word of God in love. You know, we can really change things. I know that Perry Stone recently said that, you know, that the gag order on the church has been broken. And now we got to begin to speak, because you can die in your silence if the church does not begin to speak, because our words shift things, you know.
Amen.
We're going to go to a break, and we come back, you know, John, can you share with us, and Linda as well, what happened at Brownsville in the Reimagine Brownsville? We'll be right back. You've got to see. This is so exciting what took place. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. We're here today with Linda English with Reimagine, and John and Linda are going to talk to us about the Brownsville Reimagine that took place, and you had quite a few of them, but this is one we were able to go out and get some footage on. John, tell us what was, how this thing started in Brownsville. What happened there?
Typically, when a community member or members have been involved in a Reimagine event elsewhere, then they come to my husband and I and say, "Hey, we want one here. We want one here." And you know, like everything else with Kingdom work, if the money's there, hallelujah, we do it.
Right.
But if not, then we have to kind of regroup and see, and ask God.
Right.
And so Reimagine Brownsville has been on the slate and has been probably for the last 6 years. It is actually our largest event.
Right.
And so we're blessed by that. And
well, I think it's pretty awesome. All of us in here was affected by the Brownsville revival.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And
now
it's amazing what's happening.
Amen.
John, tell us what happened out there.
Well, first of all, what an amazing event. Again, thank you so much, and for you and for all your volunteers, because I was totally blessed. I had a chance to take a couple of interns with me, and we were able to get in the crowds with the people and begin to start asking them, you know, what does this event mean to you? Because I think we have these events, and a lot of people don't know the magnitude of what it means to just that one person or that family.
Right.
And also, we able to interview several volunteers, and I was amazed to hear what some of them had to say. In fact, the first person we interviewed was Glenn Sheffield and from Crown Church, and I'd like us to watch what he has to say.
Awesome.
We have 1,000 people through the gate. We're working with 45,000 pounds of mixed varied food items. And we're covering durable canned goods, we're covering breads, we're covering pastries, fruits, vegetables, box goods, just a huge variety. Even some sanitary products and things of that nature.
How many volunteers are present today?
I don't have a count on the volunteers, but I'm going to tell you probably around 250.
Wow.
Wow. Over 250 volunteers.
Yeah.
All that food, all that substance going out, that's beautiful.
That's absolutely amazing. But as I was mentioning earlier, Linda, the need is so huge.
It is.
And when we were driving up, we thought, well, how can we find it? And then we saw the rows and the rows and the rows of cars that were everywhere.
Wow.
And it was a journey walking to the campus. But we got there. And we interviewed a young lady by the name of Trish, and we asked her specifically, you know, what does this mean to you? How important is this? Watch this.
Hey, Trish, tell us, why are you out here today? Why is it important for the community to be involved in an event like this?
Because they help us out whenever people are in need food, need, you know, assistance with things.
How important is that? Because a lot of people think that everyone has it made, but there's a lot of people in need today. What can you tell others about that?
A lot of people don't realize how bad it is out here, you know, when people are in need and they don't have no work or nothing to eat. And when something like this happens, it's great. It's like the greatest of God. Thank you very much for everything you do, and keep it up, and God bless you.
Wow, that's so exciting. It's that long line of everybody that's being helped.
And can you believe that we have those kind of lines in this nation?
I know it's...
Wow.
Now, I would expect that in a third world country like Peru.
Right, right.
Yeah. But when you see, I mean, these people start lining up probably around 5 a.m.
Wow.
for food that's not given out until around 11 a.m.
Wow. Lord, forgive us
hours.
For not being there. I'm so grateful that you're doing that.
Yeah. It's every time I go to an event, you know, and I get there, you know, fairly early, I just marvel and go talk to the people who are in line, you know, to let them know also, you know, how much we love them and care for them, and to let them know what else is going on in the park. A lot of people don't realize that a Reimagine event is so much more than just the food giveaway.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I try to, every once in a while, go back over to the food line to show and tell people what all is going to be happening in the park.
And that's an interesting point that you mentioned, because I realized that it was food that was being distributed, but there were haircuts that were being given. Mm-hmm. That was nonstop.
Nice.
Those guys work hard from the Pensacola State Barber Program.
Okay.
They are amazing. The dean and the instructors and the students who are learning to cut hair, they're just servants.
That's beautiful.
It's great. So this is kind of this fair kind of atmosphere, because there were people playing basketball, there were skits, there was a lot of food, people were eating food.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear from Mildred Gooden and Bodie as they talk about their appreciation and what this event means to them.
It's a great blessing. They have so much to offer, and we thank and praise God for it, because this don't come very often. So I'm really thanking God for the blessing that we're giving today.
What type of blessings were you able to leave away with today for you and for your family?
Well, they got food. They got people that's, you know, doing different things, you know. So just a little bit of everything today.
How important is it for the community to come together and help and do our part to help out so many people in our community?
Because there's so many people in need today. So this is a wonderful blessing for the community.
I believe there's a lot of people in need around. Yep, there's not that many jobs and stuff, and it's hard for a lot of people.
How is this helping you today?
Well, it's helping me to get some food to help my family and stuff like that. And then to keep, you know, make it through.
Wow.
That was the main thing, you know, to really realize that in our own community that there was such need. And, you know, thank you for waking us.
That's what we're so excited about, you know, what you're doing, because we want everybody that's watching this to understand that God's gifted you with this leadership, you know, which I would probably call more apostolic.
Yeah.
People would freak out. But as a leader, and that the grace is on your life and those around you to be able to do this. And it's just one church under Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Right?
Amen. And none of this could happen, Greg, none of this could happen without those 250 that you just saw on the monitor, volunteers.
Yeah.
They, too, have the same spirit. They, too, have and want to be a blessing to others because they've received such blessings from God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this is definitely and not a Linda English show. This is a body of Christ show.
Right.
And for what speaks to people more so than, or as much, I guess, as what's given out at a Reimagine event, when our guests learn how many churches are involved, they just what? How many churches?
Right.
And then what happens is that when our one of our guests is sharing that, how many churches are out there, then that guest will say to that volunteer, well, what church do you go to? At that point, that person says, I go to the best church, and you need to come with me.
So the church expands and people get saved and get connected.
Amen,
That's beautiful.
That's awesome. Speaking about that, we actually have an interview with Pastor Horton from Brownsville.
Brownsville Assembly of
God. Yeah, Brownsville
Assembly of God. There you go. He's very, of course, with that event and with all of the others, too. Brownsville Assembly is very, very engaged and a blessing to every Reimagine event.
Beautiful.
Wow. Well, let's
even Peru.
Yeah, well, great.
Even
let's go
Peru.
To 1745 and hear from Pastor Horton.
Well, the only thing that's going to make a difference is we help each other. The important thing is that we unite together. A person by themselves will fall, but they won't if they join hands with someone else.
How encouraging is it to see the whole community come together, particularly to minister to the Brownsville community? I know your church is in Brownsville. How important is that?
Well, when I first came 10 years ago to Brownsville Community, I heard from the leaders at the church at Brownsville Assembly that they made a decision to stay in Brownsville because they saw the need that was growing, and it's only continued to grow. So as I look at this event today and see the vision of Reimagine and FarmShare and coming together and reaching this community, it really fulfills a vision and mandate that the church has had for a number of years.
How important is it for us to put feet to the gospel that we preach, to come out with practical needs, to be able to supply the needs of so many people that are really in need in this country?
Well, what I really like is the diversity that's here for this event. And when I look at Reimagine, I see so many different opportunities that are going to help people in many different ways. And it really is a demonstration of care and compassion for each other. Jesus said it best, give a cup of cold water to someone in need, you've done it for me.
Wonderful. What is one thing you wish the community at large, Escambia County, let's say, would know about this event, and why is it important for them to get involved?
Everybody criticizes Brownsville. Everybody points fingers at it. But when you see an event like this, it says, you know what? We're on our way up.
So encouraging to see that, you know, and it's just...
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, because so often it's so difficult, because we went for 10 years with the Malachi Mandate, encouraging the church to come out from the walls, and and you know, a lot of the local churches had no problem using our services, but coming out, and you're starting to see pastors come out and saying, we need to do this.
Amen.
And that's what Jesus did. I mean, Jesus walked down the street. I mean, he tried to get in a few buildings, but they wouldn't let him in the buildings. But they just ran after him, and he provided their need. What do you need?
Well, Reimagine is really a venue in which a pastor can use for his congregational members to do exactly what that pastor tells his congregation to do every Sunday.
Yes.
And that is go preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Be a doer.
So and so Reimagine is that venue for our churches.
An amazing outlet. In fact, Gloria Ford, who's a volunteer, we want to hear how her heart was just touched and why she said, I have to be a part of this.
Amen.
Awesome. I am a volunteer. And I'm doing this from the bottom of my heart. There are so many people that are struggling. They don't have places to live. They don't have food to eat. And I am volunteering for that reason.
How important is it for us to be able to give back to the community? What are you seeing today? There's so many people here. There's so much food. There's so much going on. Talk to us about it.
Well, there are people here that don't have any place to live. They don't have food to eat. There are people that are living in huts, tents, and a variety of things. And it's important that we are able to give to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to volunteer yourself. You know, we're going to talk about in this program. Don't worry about it. We're going to talk about how you connect and all of that. But also Clanton. Officer Clanton.
You know, Clanton, this wasn't just the church and and the volunteers are coming apart. Courtney. But I saw that the sheriff's department and some of the officers got involved.
Yeah. Courtney Clanton is amazing, yeah. And he gets out there and does the Keep It Shuffle with me.
I worked the what shuffle?
The Keep It Shuffle. It's a little dance that the kids do at school.
Do you didn't want to do that today for us, did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I worked with his father in the sheriff's department. Awesome. You know, he's retired now. So you have
we have an interview with him as well as the superintendent of school, Malcolm Thomas.
Yes. Yes. Take a look.
My boss.
One of the most important things that I like about being a part of the community-oriented policing is we can attend events like this where we here in the Stanley County can give events, give things back to the community with the joy and hope that we touch every heart, meet every need. We can't meet everyone, but the smiling faces are one of the reasons why I come out here.
That's wonderful. What would you tell other people in our community that don't realize that there's such a great need in Escambia County? People need assistance, they need food in America. What would you speak to that?
One of the most important things I think is in America here is building relationship. You have to have relationship, which is the foundation of everything. It keeps us connected as a family and as a community. And even myself as a police officer, one of the reasons I chose to be in community relations is because in order to do something that you like, it has to be in your heart first. If it's not in your heart, you're not going to be good at what you do. You're not going to be good at what you participate in. And you're not going to be good at trying to make the community what it is like it is today. And those that have put this on, Mrs. English and the Reimagine Warrington, they have done an outstanding job to make this a success.
Let me tell you why it's a success. It's because the Spirit of the Lord is on this property. The Spirit of love and unity has swept across the people. They're coming together in a spirit that can only come from the good Lord. As I walked that food line this morning, and I saw hundreds of people lined up waiting for their opportunity to have the opportunity to get a box of bread, a box of fresh produce. The Lord touched my heart, and here's what he asked me. Today we're here at Reimagine Brownsville, and we're giving away tens of thousands of pounds of food. Where will they get their food next Saturday when we're not on this property? Come on, church, you know what the Lord said. He said, when I come back, when he was asked the question, how will you know the sheep from the others? He said, I'm going to know them because of how they treated the least of these. When they needed a coat, I put a coat on their back. When they needed food, we took them in and we fed them. Come on, church. God did not call us to build a steeple and a big budget. He called us to minister to the lost so that they can have life and have it more abundantly. This is our moment right now. What are you doing to help the needy and the oppressed in our community? If you're just sitting on a couch watching, that's not enough. I pray the Lord convince you and that you get up out of your seat and you put feet and arms and voice and money to supporting events like Reimagine of Brownsville. Let's move this thing to a
different level. My boss is amazing.
This is so exciting. This is so exciting. That is actually the school superintendent for Escambia County Schools. And also Linda English's boss and a friend of ours, and he was part of the dedication
that's
that was happening
right
here. It's amazing to see the church in action. Welcome back. Yeah, we're excited about being here with Linda English today with Reimagine, and kind of we even have a couple more things we want to be able to share with you. But when you see this, see your own community. You know, if you have a desire to make this happen and be a part, you know, get with Linda. God has just anointed her with the grace how to do it. And if you do, what I found out is, if somebody's already doing it and God's anointed them to do it, just ask them, how can I help you do this and be a part of it? And it's imagine Jesus has already anointed that person to do it, that group to do it. So they have an anointing already. They got favor. They got connections. They got to know how this thing unfolds. And our Father looks at us and goes, hey, that's John 17. My body's working together in unity. Our unity proves to the world that they're loved by God.
Amen.
You know, when we do that. So do you have a couple more things?
Yes, in fact, I want to hear from Miss Davis, a parent, because a lot of times we don't think that parents, you know, they need help, they need venues to let their children participate in. But we're also going to have a testimony from the Eternal MC, Christian Rapper. You got to hear this guy. He was awesome.
Yeah,
He was really good. Awesome. Let's hear Mrs. Davis first.
I'm here today to get my kids out the house to enjoy themselves without being in the streets and getting in trouble. And also just mingling amongst the people and just seeing new faces. I believe it's important for people to come to stuff like this because, for one, we don't have enough for our children in the community to get out. help that they need and just be as, you know, social for them.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. Yeah. A parent feels so alone in this thing called raising your children, and it seems like the things that aren't with you sometimes are working against you.
Correct.
And to see somebody come in, like the church, and like reimagine, to say, no, we want to help you.
Yeah.
What do you want from me for this? What do you want?
Yeah.
It's like no strings attached. You know,
we've had people to argue with our guest registration area that they want to know how much money they have to bring to come into the park because they're seeing people walk around with popcorn and cotton candy.
Yeah.
How much does all that cost?
So you get popcorn and cotton candy?
Oh yeah,
popcorn.
We get
We're there.
It's like a festival.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It was very festive. Mm-hmm. You even had music. Mm-hmm. And there was huge crowds around listening to. This I mean, it's so poetic. This rap had so much just God.
Well, I think
in it.
I think you know, Linda, tell his testimony before we even hear, you know, because the first event was pretty interesting timing for him.
Yeah, we were in September. We were in Montclair, and we had our event at Montclair Elementary School, and
which is in Pensacola, Florida.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so this young man led a life of crime in his younger years.
The one that's going to be singing in a moment.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Should be dead, really, if you hear his testimony. But so he got out of his car and began to walk onto the campus. And when he saw me, he always greets me and hugs me.
Right.
But he when he came up, he had tears in his eyes. He was crying. I said, honey, what's wrong?
Yeah.
And he said, Linda, I just have to tell you that years ago, mm-hmm. in my drug addicted days, mm-hmm. I was arrested on that street right in front of this school.
The very place where you're about to minister, reimagine.
Correct. And while he's in the squad car, being ready to be taken to jail, the Lord spoke to him because of a praying mama and grandmother.
It's
a long time ago. Spoke to him at that point and said, "You'll be back on this campus preaching my word."
Wait a minute, he's being arrested, and God speaks to him way back when, and says, "You'll be back preaching the gospel."
Correct.
And now, all these days later, he's walking up on to reimagine. These tears are coming down his eyes.
Correct.
Because it's coming to pass.
It is.
Wow.
It is.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, he's an amazing young man.
So, let's go to him. What's his name?
His name is Thomas, Eternal MC. Well, let's go to 1750 first, because he'll talk about a little bit about his testimony, too. And then we'll let us hear him rap. Let's go to 1750.
I'm just a servant of God, man. I'm just somebody from Pensacola that, like I said earlier when I was on stage, I asked Jesus to save me at 9, but my folks split up that year. I took it hard. I began to drink alcohol. Next thing you know, I was smoking marijuana. Next thing you know, I'm popping pills. Next thing you know, I'm 14 years old. I've been arrested for 5 armed robberies. At 15, I got indicted by the grand jury here in Escambia County and charged as an adult and sent to state prison for 5 armed robberies at 15. But God had a plan and a purpose for my life, and he kept me through all that. And I wish I could say when I went to prison the first time, I did right when I got out, but I didn't. I went right back. I was like Jonah. I ran from God. But like that, you know, like I put in my song, "Never Let Me Go," no matter how far you run, no matter where you go, King David said, "Where can I go?" Hallelujah. To get away from your presence. Though I make my bed in hell, you with me. And God was always there with me. Then I knew it. See, and after a while, me reading the word and me praying, see, I messed around and prayed. I said, "God, don't let me have any rest until I serve you with my whole heart." And you got to look out what you pray for, because he didn't let me get no rest. And he kept on at me, kept pursuing me until I finally just gave up. And I got sick of being sick, and I knew where to go. And when I turned around and ran to him, he changed my life. And I've never been the same since. Beginning the time that remained the same. It's a lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, and it's those three lies. Keep you bound and locked down and chains. So repent, or you're headed for flame. But like a voice in the wilderness, I've been sent to preach the truth that the veil's been rent. So whosoever will, let him come. And now try the broken hearted and undone. Sun has come to set you free. And whom the sun sets free, you're free indeed. So believe in Jesus and be saved. And once you change, you can't help but sing. Glory, glory,
okay.
Hallelujah to the
Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. That sounds about like, well, no, I don't sing like that.
No.
That's exciting. That's very exciting. You know, God is just moving in a powerful, powerful way. You're looking right here. This is another picture of some of the events that are taking place that you're seeing behind us. It's just, I just see the churches breaking out of this. They're held hostage by religion or something. I don't know what it is.
Amen.
But this is where we belong. It's better to do you know, two things well than to do nothing your entire life. I hear the statistics are that very few people lead one person to the Lord their entire lifetime. 95%, I believe it is, in their entire lifetime. Self-professing Christians right. don't lead one person to the Lord in their entire lifetime. This is a perfect opportunity to come out and serve mm-hmm. and be a part of just showing the love of Jesus. That's what Jesus did.
That's right.
What do you need? I want to see. I need food. I need this. I need that. Boom. You know, he brought that to him. He made it happen. And in that, you know, people followed him. Some did, some didn't. But that people, the church began to be birthed out of that whole aspect of that.
You know, and the thing with Reimagine is that we're always looking for a church to partner with us to do something new in the event. So we had a young lady who is a school district employee, was mm-hmm. at a school, and met a young, a little girl who was in this classroom, and she was just so joyful that day. Mm-hmm. So Lydia went up to this little girl and said, "Oh my gosh, why are you so joyful?" Mm-hmm. And she said, "Because it's my night." And so Lydia says, "Oh my gosh, what are we doing tonight?"
Right.
And the little girl says, "No, I have four other siblings. I have four brothers and sisters, and we only have one pillow.
Oh.
And so it's my night for the pillow."
Oh my goodness, one pillow?
We have no idea what the impoverished in our communities go through. We just don't understand. You know, there are things that we will never understand, and that's one of those things. Needless to say, Lydia went out and bought the whole family pillows.
Yes.
But her church, First Assembly of God, at the Montclair event, gave out pillows.
Wow.
500.
500 wow. pillows.
They went in 30 minutes.
I heard pillowcases as well. Something was done uniquely with that.
Yes. Another church was at that volunteer meeting where Lydia shared her story about the pillows. Mm-hmm. Not a dry eye in the place.
Right, yeah.
And because we take so much for granted. And so there was a pastor at that volunteer meeting. He raised his hand and he said, "Okay, if the school is going, if the church, that church is going to buy pillows, my church is going to buy pillowcases." And then the teachers that were in that volunteer meeting says, "We're going to buy the art supplies for the kids to draw and make something pretty on their pillowcases."
Oh, wow.
So it was just a whole big orchestra that took place out of this little testimony that she shared.
So much religion and just, it tries to make things hard. It's like, this is too difficult. Mm-hmm. But how hard is it just to get involved with Reimagine and saying, "What? I can't buy 500 pillows, but maybe I can buy 10.
Amen.
I mean, a lot of us have so many pillows, they're throwing them off the bed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
So many crickets. And what's, I think, important, too, is the fact that, you know, when you buy a pillow for the least of these, and they lay their head on that pillow every night, this is an example, you bought that pillow for Jesus.
And they were, those pillows were prayed for.
Wow.
So as you sleep on that pillow, come on, Jesus, dreams and visions.
Yeah, so we've had young children say that, you know, as they're going back to challenged communities, that they are having nightmares and they're having dreams. They're seeing things.
Tormented.
And to know
yes.
that they had a pillow
Amen.
That's been prayed over,
Amen.
They lay their head on that every night. There's food, there's all kinds of creative things we don't even know about yet, right? Because you want churches to bring new.
Whatever God tells them to bring.
Well, I hear there's a couple churches in the South.
Just
church gatherings, and we're about to go to break. But I just really see, and that's why we have you here. We want to be a part of what Jesus is doing. You know, we want to. You know, it's time for the kingdom of God to have all access of all seven mountains, where we're just talking about what God's doing, helping out, and you're going to be able to join VFN TV as you continue to watch us over the years. And in the months, we're going to talk about Reimagine and new events coming up and new ways to connect. But when you get back, we're going to talk specifically at website addresses, how you can get involved, creative ideas and concepts, and talk about something, how America began. It began with understanding the unity, the importance of the unity of the church of the Moravians that said, you know, yeah, we're united in the essentials. You know, there's liberty for the non-essentials, but there's love in all things. And that's what God has called us to do. So join us after the break. We'll talk more about that. Welcome back. We are with Linda English. We're talking about Reimagine. It's so exciting seeing the things that are going on, these stories. You know, we need to, the best thing that we can do right now, the world's in crisis, economy's in crisis, but it's in crisis because we're not doing what you're doing. If we'll begin to do that, our Father in heaven will see and be pleased. He says that's the place of the commanded blessing when we come together in unity to be able not just to come together in unity, but to do something with that unity. and you're doing it at Reimagine. Mm-hmm. And I believe revival's coming to the Gulf Coast.
Amen.
And it's not going to fit into anything. So we're going to need regional giftings like yours to be able to connect with and to be able to show the love of God with. And it's the answer for all the world's problems, the America's problems that happen today are not political. It's actually the kingdom must be,
that's
you know,
right,
moving in that.
That's right.
So if somebody wanted to connect, because they can give a tax-deductible gift to, can you tell them how that works?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Our ministry is actually called Doers of the Word Ministry.
Hello.
I'm based out of John 1:22.
Doers of the Word Ministries.
Correct, correct. Mm-hmm. So that's how, and legally we're also known as Reimagine.
Right.
But I did want to share.
DBA, probably.
Yeah. So people could go to the website, and mm-hmm. there's a donation.
And the website is the address?
www.reimagineworldwide.org.
I love that. I love that. It's wonderful. And you can give online.
Correct.
And also,
correct.
I know that you'll have information to be able to connect to your Facebook and to be able to connect socially to that as well, because I can see this momentum beginning to build. I think the timing's now.
Amen.
People are realizing the answer is not, you know, I won't start naming places like Washington, D.C. The answer is in Jesus, is us doing the work of the Lord.
Amen.
And when people see the goodness of God, I mean, when you see, I see when, you know, officers begin to stop citizens around Christmas to give them a $100 bill because somebody wanted to be able to bless them.
Amen.
And when people get $100 given to them in the midst of their busy schedule, the tears come down and their eyes just shift because of this type of thing. My wife and I got a chance to be able, we had a couple of dollars, and we wanted to be able to go out and just sporadically do something at Christmas and small amounts, but it was just took people out of darkness into light. It gave them hope.
Right.
And you're doing it on a mass scale, you know.
Yeah.
And I think
again,
that,
it's the church is doing it.
Right. Right. But we want to connect. You know.
Amen.
Of course, you know, we want to be able to be that media aspect of it, in addition to everybody else that's doing it in media, and to encourage the church. You got to listen. You got to get. We can't sit still anymore. We have to get involved in what's going on. Jesus is watching. This is what he says. He says, in the last days, he's going to divide us all up. He's going to put sheep on one side and goats on the other. And the thing that determines whether a sheep or a goat is not if you said some prayer. It's the fact that did you do what the one you prayed to told you to do. He says, when I was hungry, you gave me some food. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was sick, you came and visited me. And then the religious folks who thought they were doing something religiously, they go, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? And he said, whatever you didn't do to the least of these, you didn't do to me.
Right.
So this is an opportunity. And the other ones, the sheep, he's going, listen, you got involved in Reimagine. You went out there and you got a pillow. You helped deliver food. You just helped Linda out and the crew out. Well, what was going on? And I saw that. God is into the details, right?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, tell us about that detail about the cook and the mother was looking for something for her child.
Had a lady at one of our Reimagine events that had maybe strayed a little bit from mm-hmm. her relationship with the Lord, knew the Lord, but mm-hmm. just kind of strayed and found herself in a food line.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was telling the Lord at that point while she was standing in the food line that she was sorry for, no other word to use, but backsliding
right.
a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that she remembered a verse where the Lord says, you have not because you ask not. So she said, Lord, I'm asking that in this food line somewhere that there be some type of a cake mix or what have you, because I have right. a daughter who's having a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so how amazing would it be to bake her a cake? And I haven't
right.
done that in a long time.
Right.
And so she goes through the food line. Of course, you know, we put the heavier things on top. So once you get to the bread area, that's one right. of the last places you go. So the volunteer behind the table went to hand her something and then stopped and then looked at her and put what she was about to hand her back down and said, hang on just a minute. And so she went to a corner and got this box and she put it on the table to hand to the lady. And the lady just, our guest just began to weep. Because not only did the Lord hear that instant prayer, he answered it instantly, because in that box was not just a birthday cake.
Uh-huh.
On the cake itself, it had the inscription, Happy Birthday.
Wow.
So she's crying, you know, they're receiving it. The volunteer starts crying, hearing right. her story.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's just the little things like that that happen at a Reimagine
right.
event
right.
has to please God.
And then so many people think my little bit does not count. But the
little bread lady.
Yeah. It counts. It counts. Amen. Just hearing from the Lord, and you think, oh, I'm the one, I just figured this out myself, and you'll find out down the road, no, God wanted you to be able to bake that cake. And so I see, you know, this coming together where, you know, churches all the way as far as Mississippi coming together, churches as far as Destin, all the way through Pensacola and Mobile.
Milton Pace, all of us.
All of us coming together and begin to reimagine. You're going to have to, the enemy's trying to paint a negative narrative over America, a negative narrative over, they're trying to get everybody to imagine something bad about the church, imagine something bad about America. But God's going, you know, I've given you the authority to be able to imagine good things. You know, whatever you say happens. You speak to this mountain, it takes place. If we get a vision for reimagining our communities, imagine, and that's what's happening with Reimagine. Beautiful. I see that taking place. And to know that even how busy your life is, if you were one of the ones that actually put that pillow under that little girl, little boy's head, I mean, you know, every night that you're putting your pillow on your head at night, you can finally sleep good at night. Because at your point, at this point in your life, you may have lived your whole life for yourself. But when you get involved in helping other people's life, your life becomes so much, even if it's more hectic,
sure.
There's a peace in there that God gives us that passes all understanding. Mm-hmm. We're coming to a point where we like to pray. You know, we like to pray as we end the program.
Amen.
And I just want to join hands with you, you know, and we just want to pray right now. Pat, if you can join us. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for reimagining what you're doing through Linda and all the crew that works with her, Lord, and the churches that are that have participated and that are going to participate. Lord, forgive us,
Lord,
for not investing right around our own communities, God, our own schools. Forgive us for dumping the huge load of trying to help our families on the school systems and on the few elected officials, God. Help the church awaken to realize we're supposed to partner with those that we ask to lead. It's leading us. That's who we choose to lead, and we need to be able to work with them in your name to go out into all the communities, God, and begin to reimagine family differently, reimagine school differently, reimagine relationships between parents and children differently, reimagine the church, God, and reimagine unity. God, we just ask you right now to give us a vision just like this, Lord, across the land, those that are hearing it, God, and I pray that you bless Reimagine, Lord. We bless them. We bless Linda. We thank you for what you're doing, God. And we ask you right now, Lord God, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, Jesus. We pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless and thanks for joining us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.